Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 men and women, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios in Hollywood, California. Mr. Nice Guy Radio proudly presents The Night Shift. I am Guy motherfucking Nice. Nice, nice, baby. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio, sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m., and you can find our sponsor, Mr. Nice Guy, on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees, also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees, and the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. I know that's a lot of slashes and dashes. But make sure you head over on to that online store. Put in that discount code, Guy Nice. You know what I'm saying? Get your straight little discount. Ship it to your door. Sponsored by to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Night Guy. This is The Night Shift with Guy Nice. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. Shout out to everybody in the Night Guy Nation. 516-418-5813. That call-in number is 516-418-583. Man, I had the greatest moment of my life today. I was just sitting at the hospital holding my daughter and shit. And that just felt like the greatest thing that I ever done. I sat there chilling, playing some little music. So she, you know what I mean, get her first little tunes on and shit. She chilling out here in the world, man, like put her on to some shit. I played a couple of different things before. I was playing classical music. Say classical music, make your kids smart. Baby Einstein, all that type of shit. I don't know how true that is. I ain't really concerned with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Classical music good for you. Play a little jazz music, play a little salsa music and shit. I might be playing no hardcore rap music. You know what I'm saying? not about to do that. Irresponsibility. It was a great dad moment for me. And I know I got plenty more of those moments coming in my life. There's also another, you know, great moment for me as a dad today. They took the mask off my youngest daughter, my smallest daughter. So I finally got to see her face for the first time, you know what I'm saying? And that was a great thing. But just sitting there holding my daughter, man, and just chilling in that moment, I was completely at peace, man. All this little petty shit that we worry about in the world and that we complain about and gripe over and, you know, get so bent out of shape about it, and we let affect us and sway our opinions and attitudes so much, ain't even make a difference. None of that shit existed right then. Just complete calm. Real dear serenity. That's real life happiness. You know what I'm saying? And it made me excited too, because I'm like, yo, I want more of this. Because when you finally get it, it's like the illest drug, bro. You know what I'm saying? When you can finally just be in that moment and everything's calm. You ain't worried about what you finna do next or what happened before, what this could possibly be in intentions and motivations or none of that. You ain't worried about none of that. It's a little baby. It's your little baby. You know what I'm saying? It's a great thing, man. Shout out to all the dads out there, man. Shout out to all the dads to be, you know what I'm saying? But, not a but. Interestingly enough, my work here with Mr. Night Guy put me in a position where I get to interact with a lot of people on a daily basis, a lot of different people. And you get a lot of different stories and have a lot of different conversations and bring a lot of different things to you. So today I'm having a conversation with one of my buddies and shit, and he's telling me about one of his buddies, you know what I'm saying? Third party shit. We love that drama and gossip here on The Night Shift. We got Nice. Dude, he might have made this shit up. You never know. But there's physical evidence, and we were introducing it to the court tonight. My buddy told me a story about one of his buddies. Now, his buddy a dad. He got a son already. I don't really want to go too much into his character and shit because I don't know him. But from the conversation I done had with my buddy, his buddy makes some bad decisions. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to get into all that, Judge, because that's his thing. Okay? So, this is what I will say about the dude. He got a GoFundMe page set up right now, right? And he said that his GoFundMe page, he wants to be, he has found a passion for photography now. And, you know, my buddy done told me, like, he's the type of guy that if you say you want to do something, you're interested in something, he automatically say that he interested and want to do the same thing. He kind of follow a very, very closely attached follower to, you know what I'm saying? Like in Mario, we had the mushrooms and the little bitty mushroom behind him and shit. Yeah, yeah. So now he found passion for photography. You know what I'm saying? What I gathered from the conversation was that he's the kind of guy who, you know, he sways with the wind in terms of his interest and his focus, which I can't really judge that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a person like that, too. There's plenty of things that I wanted to be and want to try and want to learn, and it'll cost a lot of money. And none of that shit I'm using as a viable source of income at the moment. Like, for me, I ain't getting no student loan, man. You know what I'm saying? YouTube University, if I were y'all. You know what I'm saying? Enrolling now, YouTube University, paying for my spot. Mr. Nice Guy Radio. So, now his buddy is a photographer. So, he got a GoFundMe page. And on his GoFundMe page, his angle is that I'm a dad. I got a son already. And I'm about to have a new kid. And I want to teach them to follow their dreams. I can only do that by leading by example. And for me to do that right now in this time frame, I need to get a camera. So, his GoFundMe page is set up. So you could donate money for him to get a camera. So he could set an example of how to teach his kid how to follow their dreams and be successful. That sounds great, right? I mean, it sounds like he's doing, it's GoFundMe, right? So, all right, I'm slide to the left for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Steer the car on over here to the left lane real fast. Right now, too, like, GoFundMe is becoming a super popular fucking thing. Like, people just going on GoFundMe for anything, you know what I'm saying? I want a segless way. Me, that's a lot of segless way, you know what I'm saying? Trying to raise $500, give me a self-balancing scooter, you know what I'm saying? They motherfuckers, I'm sure some bitches got GoFundMe paid to get butt shots and breast implants and all this type of shit. We gonna fucking have GoFundMe paid to buy a jiggly butt, $250, you know what I'm saying? So we can do a review of this jiggly butt sex toy, you know what I'm saying? GoFundMe paid, it'll be up later on tonight. Make sure you go and check that out, you know what I'm saying? But I seen the other day that a cat that I know, Joey Hernandez, you know what I'm saying? A cat I used to work with and shit. Got diagnosed with lymphoma. And, you know, people get cancer every day and whatever, but I just feel fucked up because I know you. I don't even really know you like that. It's just somebody I used to see passing. I really never got to know you and shit, but I know you got family. I know you got kids now. I know I got kids now. So it made me look at life again in a different way. I continue to tell y'all how valuable life is, preaching, whatever, but it's something that a lot of people take for granted every day, and you see that. I take it for granted. We all take it for granted. This life is the greatest gift we can have. And to share it with other people make it even greater, especially with your children. It's a different type of experience, different type of sharing that you're doing. You're sharing in somebody, not only somebody, but something you helped to create, but you're sharing in their first memories in all their life from the beginning. You're sharing in all their first memories. Give life a new meaning. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel for the brother and I feel for his kid. So, you know what I'm saying? Holler at Mr. Night Guy, sent that up through the pipeline. We're going to try to get a situation set up where we're going to donate some proceeds to my man because he got to GoFundMe up just to try to help his family eat right now while he laid up in the hospital and can't work. You know what I'm saying? So we'll get you the information on all that as soon as it comes back down the pipeline, whether or not we're going to be able to hook it up. I'm sure we will. We done did this type of shit in the past. We done talked about it before. Stay tuned, motherfucker. We'll give you the details. Okay, so what make Buddy here who's sick different than your man's over here who asking for money to get his camera and get his, you know, photography career off the ground and shit? To me, what makes it different is, number one, my man's sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shit happened, that's true, but my man's sick, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know cancer a big deal. At the same time, we say cancer a common thing, right? So everybody here doesn't know somebody who suffered or had died from cancer, any type of cancer. You know what I'm saying? You might be a cancer patient yourself. In that case, we advocate you to get that medical marijuana, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And smoke it with your butt got nice. I invite you here on the night shift. You come here live in studio. We'll fly you to sunny Hollywood, California, bitch. Sit you up in a nice studio, kick your feet up, smoke some of that crazy kush. Mm-hmm. We'll fire this up real fast. Cause I'm going to do it with or without you. You know what I'm saying? Just want you to know that. All right, not to bash my buddy's buddy, you know what I'm saying? Not to bash this dad, right? But I feel like if your pitch is that you're trying to teach your kids to follow their dreams, unwise way would be to do that by going out here and ask somebody else to fund your hustle, you know what I'm saying? Because you're teaching your kids. They can just go out here and ask people for the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, like, same thing to Kanye. Like, we were talking about Kanye and Mark Zuckerberg last night. It's the same thing that Kanye doing. Like, hey, man, I'm doing it for this reason, but give me money. You know what I'm saying? And I also look, too, hey, nobody donate to my man shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Joey got some people who, you know what I'm saying, putting something together for him. My man, ain't nobody put no money in your shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm not bashing my man, bro, because I feel like, yo, I want to help you. Even better, if I had the resources, I'd give you a job. Like, all right, let's see what you about. You know what I'm saying? But I advocate that you work for it and you show them that you have to work for it, because if you feel like you don't have to work for it, you ain't finna have it out here, bro. Unless you just got money. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you just gonna get money, dog? Like, you ain't got it now? What the fuck make you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you just going to come into some money and shit? Is that how we walking around examining our life? I feel like a lot of people got that plan, bro. I'm just going to add for some money. Kanye, like, we finna, for real, check that Twitter, bro. I promise y'all we finna add Kanye for some money. Donate to the night shift, bro. Try to get more hours here. I need some syndication, motherfucker. Like, I got ideas, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up, bro? Same angle. Go fund me, bro. Night shift, go fund me. We need more hours, more time, bro. Go out there. But I'm not trying to go that way, bro. I got there, get it out the mud. I get my hand dirty. I don't mind working for it. It teach me every day being in the situation that's stressful and being uncomfortable and being, you know what I'm saying, confronted by different situations. Like, this is life. Where the fuck you finna go that this ain't going to happen? You think you just going to skate through here and just walk and hope shit don't hit you and then everything go the right way and just ask people for money? Like, if that's your angle, get out there on the fucking off-ramp like the rest of the bombs and get you a sign, bro. Spin a sign, a dance or something, motherfucker. Go out there in bed. Like, if that's what you teaching them, we panhandling. We panhandling to fulfill our dreams. This is the new American dream. Shout out to GoFundMe. You know what I'm saying? Just let anybody put any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Let me get your thoughts, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Von Heman on the line. Wolf Gang checking in. Let me get my man Von Heman in here. You know what I'm saying? Von Heman, you on the line with God Nice.
God Nice, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, Wolf Gang checking in?
No doubt.
So let me get your thoughts on GoFundMe Dad.
Man.
GoFundMe God to parenting.
Hey, man.
I'm gonna get with your mans and write another book.
Hey, I'm just kind of mad that he threw the kids in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's some bullshit, man. Come on. I'm trying to, I'm gonna make a GoFundMe page so I can show my kids that dream can come true.
You feel like you're just trying to get your photography career off the ground and shit?
Man, that's digital panhandling, man. What you thought was that? That's digital bumming, God, my man.
At least in the street, I get a window wash. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get a window wash and a little mini conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't getting nothing from this. I don't even know. For all I know, you go by a pound. You know what I'm saying? Be out there trapping out the van, though. You know what I'm saying?
But how does that not show your kids that you super lazy? Like, you ain't even going to go out there and brave different temperatures and climates with a sign, you know, saying, you know, please help me. I got kids and shit. You just going to put up a little web page and go fund me and just sit it out there and hope people there.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like that this is going to be a pattern of the way of thinking of the younger generation?
Of course.
Is what Buddy doing just a new trend that's going to start taking off, and everybody going to be like, go fund me for my school clothes and go fund me so I can get some rims and shit. Go fund me for my school books.
It's people going to do that. I guarantee you, it's five people already on there doing. Someone on GoFundMe now. You know, like, dude, they'll have some kind of little story with it and shit. Like, you know, I just want to show my wife that, you know, I am somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the hell? Yeah, I need a new stereo just to show my wife that, you know, I can make something work. I've been unemployed for 5 years. I think they're showing that I can make something hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see what's the
Jew.
You stupid, folk.
Come on, man. So, I ain't surprised, man, and I ain't going to be surprised if people start asking for, like you said earlier, man, somebody put a GoFundMe page out there for the jiggly butt. Shit. I'm a nerd.
I'm telling you, I'm finna do that. I'm serious. I'm finna do that. You crazy. And we talking about we trying to get it so we can get Cuzzo to fuck it so that he can give us a review. Or we'll let you fuck it, Von. We'll do a giveaway. We'll do a jiggly butt giveaway. And whoever get it and fuck it, you going to give us a review. You know what I'm saying?
Word up.
And we had you as a guest here on the night shift. You could talk about the jiggly butt in your first hand experience. And whether or not it's dishwasher safe.
Dude, I gotta give it back.
shit, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want it back after you use this shit. I'm not interested in you sex toys. I don't really see the benefit in that for myself, man. Shout out to Wolf Gang. Shout out to King Von Hemi, man, checking in. You know what I'm saying? I always appreciate his views and opinion. It's been over a week now, and people still buzzing and talking about the Beyonce shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the other guy, man. I got the other guy producing in the studio with me. Good to have the team back, you know what I'm saying? Meeting's a lot more funny than now. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. People still talking about the Beyonce shit, man. They saying that you got people that's pissed off and protesting Red Lobster behind the shit. Like, Red Lobster fed into the shit. You know what I mean? That's true. They did some dick riding, and that's true. But it's PR. This, we talking about politics. We talking about business politics, man. You can't get mad about business politics. Everybody's so sensitive about everything. Okay, once again, I ain't even see the motherfucking performance. Still ain't seen it. I ain't trying to see it, be honest with y'all. I don't give a fuck about this shit, bro. That shit don't mean shit in my world, you know what I'm saying? But because it's relevant in yours, I bring to the platform a lot of opportunity to speak for it. And also give you my views on the shit from what I'm seeing, because I see things a little differently. We all see things different. Everybody got a unique perspective, but that's why they gave me this job and they ain't give it to you. You know what I'm saying? everybody, like, it was old Black Panther dancers and shit, and, like, I don't even know what songs you did. And I don't really know or feel like if that's relevant, you know what I'm saying? Because, okay, the Grammys was last night, right? So we were doing this while you were doing that. You know what I'm saying? But Kendrick Lamar performance, it, you know, was a thing people talking about, you know what I'm saying? And we did end up catching a little bit of that. And I would say it made me realize that in any situation, in any context, we're looking at a show. You're looking at a show, all of these components put together to create the display and presentation that's supposed to be entertaining, okay? What does it mean to be entertaining? It means to play upon or create your emotion, you know what I'm saying? Entertainment is contingent upon emotion. It had to make you feel something about it for you to keep doing it, for you to keep wanting it, you know what I'm saying? Like Walking Dead fan, the Game of Thrones fan, the Led Zeppelin fan, Beyonce fan, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you're talking about. Weed fans. So the fact that you pissed off about it, she did her job. But I ain't even going into that. That ain't what I'm trying to say. That ain't the point I'm trying to make. I'm saying that creatively as an artist and as a person, she has the right to choose to do whatever she want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that that people don't get criticized, because we all criticize other people. But I said it before and I say it again. A lot of problems in the world will be solved if we stop talking about people and start talking to them. You know what I'm saying? If we take the time to try to understand, you know, think from that person's perspective. Beyonce as an artist, like, possibly is political. She ain't even the person, and you know what I'm saying? She don't even really give a fuck about all this shit. You just do it to get your name out there, because if you look at it, she has several performances she done at the Super Bowl. She's a very successful artist, very high-selling records, very popular, you know what I'm saying? Very well-paid, concert tours and all that. You do the Super Bowl, you know, you drop the video, you do the Super Bowl shit, and then you do the fucking announce the tour. You killing this shit. Like, any artist would dream to do what the fuck she just did right then. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a fan. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. I'm just saying, look at the play right there, for one. Great play. You know what I'm saying? But for two, it's very political. You know what I'm saying? The NFL, a lot of money. Fuck with you. Put you on. You out here. Do your thing. You know, tour. More money. Boom, boom, boom. All them plays, them political plays. You know what I'm saying? To be slotted in position where you at, to release the video first with the imagery and with your choice of how you create a visual with your art. Which, once again, like, I'm not going to critique it anyway. It was a video, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it was out of character for a Beyonce video, but it was a video, you know what I'm saying? I feel like somebody was trying to make a statement. I don't know who, but somebody was trying to make a statement. I don't feel no type of way about it. I feel the same way I always feel. I'm not, you know, whatever. I'm not a fan. I'm not finna play this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing no Beyonce shit. No Beyonce shit in my playlist, bro. So I stand nothing to gain from this whatsoever. I'm just saying, when you see these things, you know what I mean, or people, these performances, and you know, you could see them in a variety of ways. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's a very tense climate in this country right now. You know what I'm saying? It's always been like that. But I don't know if it's an agenda. We'll get to more agendas and shit of that nature later on. I'm kind of just brewing all that in the pot. Because there's a lot of quote-unquote agendas that seem to be being pushed. There's a lot of things that are being pushed in people's faces. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not about that. But I am about freedom. I'm about people being free to be able to choose to do their art however they want to do it, and have their show be however they want it to be, make their music about whatever the fuck they want to make it about. You know what I'm saying? In music, you can't tell somebody what they can and can't do. You can't. You can't tell somebody what they can and can't do. And whether or not I like it, I like to hear it. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't like it, it ain't relevant to me. I can't, like, I try to stop saying that music ain't good. I'm just not a fan of that shit. In my opinion, these cats can't rap. Like, I get on here and talk about them, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to shame nobody or nothing to get my points off of poking at a motherfucker. I might throw a jab, you know what I'm saying? Like, we might do whatever. We just doing our thing, bro. Sticky stabs all across the board. They for here. This is wall to the next. Stupid little feel with them shit. I can pull them out of the wall, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm about freedom. You know what I'm saying? I'm about people being able to spread their shit however they would like. And to criticize and your freedom to say whatever, but I feel like, you know, to make this about Red Lobster is completely out of line, Johnny. Like, for one, a boycott on Red Lobster ain't finna last, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Red Lobster only going to increase in popularity because now you're getting more press. There's no such thing as bad press. That's what they say. That's been a rule in Hollywood from the beginning. So there's no such thing as bad press. Red Lobster going to be more popular. They're going to be making more money. And soon this shit will die down and people will forget about it. You know what I'm saying? And Shawty be able to slide to some next shit and do something else. You know what I mean? So you got to, I feel like, I ain't saying that it's this. But I'm saying it's always a possibility. And if you're making money right now playing upon the fact that people are looking for, you know, things to believe in that are relevant to them, and things you providing them just to make a book. Because I just be honest with you, a lot of these things, a lot of the images that I see, I feel like a satirical, you know what I'm saying? And that's okay. You're trying to make a point, but also do it in a, I don't know, because did we talk about the Coldplay shit here? You know what I'm saying? Coldplay and Beyonce got a record together, and a lot of people of Indian descent were pissed off because it felt like the video played towards the stereotypes of their culture instead of showcasing parts of their culture that are everyday aspects and they go unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? And that may or may not be true, but I feel like it in America, in terms of art, isn't that usually what we do? Like, that's what we do. We play to the very stereotypical and ignorant side of the visuals of things. You know what I'm saying? Portraying people and situations, feelings, and ideas, you know? The country as a whole is very culturally insensitive. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you got American people that go to other countries and shit, and people don't like them because American attitude is, y'all don't speak English? Like, where's McDonald's? Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's crazy for me to say that, but it's true. You know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't be the stereotype if it wasn't something that at one point in time was true. Whether or not we continue playing upon that, you know, that's your decision. It's all about how you represent where you go. You know what I'm saying? I represent Mr. Night Guy. So I'm a nice guy. I'm kind of nice. I feel like these things may be that way. You know what I'm saying? They may be, you know, done like that, and they may be that way. But the context at the end is what makes them powerful. You know what I'm saying? And they are powerful. So with great power comes great responsibility. You people are, well, I guess we, because I'm in the group too. Sorry. Sorry, you got to be lumped in with me, motherfucker. But we got responsibility for the people that are fans and for the people that support us, Nice Guy Nation for us, you know what I'm saying? To use this opportunity that we got for the best way. So that's what I try to do here every night, man. I appreciate everybody for tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate my man, Ken Von Hammond, checking in. We every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real, man. See y'all on the other side. Hit the music. Dun 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 dun. And we out of here.